Are you ready for another dive into our local history annals? This time, Donna Grigor from the Woodford Historical Society is taking us to the Woodford Cheese Factory. So put your time travel suit on for a blast in the past. Hi, Donna.
Morning, Deb. Good morning, everyone. Woodford's main thoroughfare once stretched from side to side, not broken by parks and gardens we have now. Along either side of the road, businesses and shops were being established as Woodford was settled. Some of those shops' buildings are still standing after 100 plus years. One noticeable change to the streetscape was the demolishing of the cheese factory in 2004. Dairying started to become a source of some income for early families, but transport and handling of the milk was a problem. Cheese and butter making developed into a cottage industry. With government help and training, locals were instructed in ways of setting up cooperative factories to handle the milk. And in 1915, the Stanley River Co-op Association was formed. A year later, a butter factory was built on the site. From a shaky start, the plant carried on until it was taken over by the Caboolture Co-op Association in 1954, while cheese making was introduced in 1957. The factory was closed in 1995, with production moved to Toowoomba. At the time of closure, 80 people were employed at the factory, and over the decades, the factory supported up to 178 dairy farms with employment numbers directly and indirectly of up to nearly 500. 2025 marks the 30th year of the cheese factory closure, and we will be holding a reunion marking this date on the 20th of September. Kerry Brown, the last manager of the factory and longest serving employee of 33 years, and grandson of Samson Brown, one of the first board of directors, has thrown his support behind the reunion. He, along with our historical society, is reaching out to past employees, milk tank drivers, and anyone else with a connection to the factory to come along on the day and bring along your photos and memorabilia to share with everyone. The factory had many notable milestones, including supplying the Pizza Hut franchise across Australia with award-winning mozzarella cheese, of which 10,000 tons was produced the year before the shutdown, and Premier Sir Joe Bjelke-Petersen lending his name to the peanut-flavoured cheese Bjelke Blue. The newspaper headlines at the time read, Town Cheesed Off, Woodford Stunned, and Woodford Fights for Survival, and the impacts that would happen to the Woodford economy. The closure was not only affected the 80 employees that lost their job in 1995, the flow-on effect had an impact on many local businesses, dairy farms, families, and community that the factory supported, to name a few. There is an untold number of people who were employed at the factory, whether long-term or short-term, and we would like to connect to as many as possible so they too can share their stories and reconnect with the workmates on the day of the reunion. As one newspaper story read, it was a sad day as the factory opened in 1905 and the people here felt they belonged. They had a sense of ownership and pride. Stories like these are important for a community to remember, to know the history of the town, and the reunion will be open vent for everyone to welcome to attend. Please contact us for more information via our Facebook or webpage.
It's so important to keep our history alive, to see the evolution of towns and villages, and to help anchor our sense of belonging to a community. And don't forget the date of the reunion, 20th of September. Bring your stories, photos and memorabilia, won't you? Add your little bit of history to the Woodford tapestry. Donna Grigor from the Woodford Historical Society, keeping our community connected. Listen again to the podcast on our 1015fm.com.au website. And if you have an opinion or thoughts about any you hear, why not let us know on the contact form. 1015 is your radio station.